Good morning and welcome. Welcome, good to see everybody today. I am still riding high on last Monday's picnic. Man, such a wonderful turnout. Almost everybody was there. It was fantastic. Thank you everyone for being there and participating. And sometimes, you know, Labor Day is a good day to get out of town for families, and so certainly understand that. But thank you so much for your participation and involvement all day on Monday. I'm riding high, have been all week. I had energy to burn on Tuesday when I started work, and then it hit me about Wednesday evening. I started wearing down, like, you know, the Energizer Bunny in me was going. And so, yeah, Wednesday and Thursday I started to catch up. And I know that something like that, a big event for our church, takes a lot of energy, doesn't it? It takes a lot of emotional and physical and material resources. And I just want to thank you for your investment in that wonderful event on Monday. What a great thing. Can you believe that was our ninth one? So 9 years we've been doing this. And they just keep getting better. You may have heard that we have been able to secure the rental of this front office space that is that meets with the street. Yeah. And what we're, Bill is working on some plans, putting it on paper, but what we're, one of the things that we're most excited about is the development of a nursery, which will be, we're going to cut a big hole in that wall, and then there'll be about an 8-foot or a 10-foot hallway deep where we can hang coats and enter. The Friendship Cafe will be moved to that area over there. There's a kitchen in that space, so the Friendship Cafe. These doors will be moved out, and we'll be able to do away with that wasted space there. That hallway area will become ours. And so there's going to be a couple entrances into the Living Well community room, which will be like a set of double doors out there, and then the door that's coming into the office area there on the street. And then there'll be about a 5-doorway area right here where you'll be able to come in from the cafe, drop your kids off at the nursery, and hang up your coats. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And we've got some babies coming in our church, and we want to make sure that we are making way. Amen?
Amen.
I'm so happy for that. And the teen room has been moved from the green room. It's in process of being moved to another office area that is right next to the shine room. Eventually, we hope to be able to, when you go down these steps, go into that little office area and cut another hole in the wall, go into the next area that is the shine room, cut another hole in the wall, go into the next area, which is the teen room, so we'll have access from this area right down here, making it a little more manageable as far as space. One of our concerns of the children's ministries has been so many exits and so many hallways to try to manage, and so we're anticipating that this will help us as we concentrate the exits and concentrate the options that everybody has to just move around. And that becomes nerve-wracking for children's ministry leaders because the kids' safety is in our hands. So Jeanette is around here someplace, and she's going to be coming up and going to share some announcements. But Bill, do you have some announcements?
For sure. First off, it sounded an awful lot like John was saying all you couples need to have more babies to fill the nursery. Okay, I'm just kidding. It will be.
Come.
You can adopt.
Todd?
You can adopt.
Come on.
I'll be your dependent. Anyway, it is a great thing. We're going to have the kids right up here on the same level, too.
Yep.
It'll be really nice for people. Just a few announcements. A soft launch at DeKalb has had a brief delay. Just stay tuned. We'll let you know when that's going to happen. It was supposed to happen, I believe, next week, but it's been delayed just a little bit. So it's still, praise the Lord, going to happen. It just has to stay tuned. Of course, our DS, Scott Sherwood, is still coming on September 21st, despite the construction. And Dick and Ella do a great job of four-wheeling in here.
Oh, yeah.
They put that baby in four-wheel drive and get that chair in here. They do a great job. The Connect Wednesdays, what Jeanette's going to talk about, that's been going great with the groups and everything. And, of course, the men's group on Saturday mornings at 7:30. Once again, had a great discussion last week. Even for guys, we can get kind of deep, believe it or not. So we get pretty deep sometimes in their talking, and we really get fed from it. You want to go ahead and start and wait for Jeanette later?
Well, Jeanette will come along. She's ready, all right? We are going to start the ladies' group for Celebrate Recovery this week. We've got enough of a group that we can do that, so just letting you know. You guys ready to worship? Let's get on our feet. Here we go.
I'm pretty sure we have every single day of your life. I'm whispering inside the hope that you get. And though my name is D, I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back.
Remember this next one coming up here, and it really expresses so well what we do, what we need to do. When we are empty, broken, and bruised, we need to come back to God. There's a ladies' part. Follow the ladies, gals. Let's
put our hands together, shall we? For open and need, Lord, I come to you. Struggling with my sin, and I don't know what to do, but to come to you.
So I come to you.
So I come to you.
So I come to you.
More and less of me, I bow at your feet. Casting all my burdens, Lord, you make them for me. As I cry out to you. Sacrifice, so I come to you.
Yes, I come to you.
Yes, I come to you.
Yes, I come to you.
Trusting in the strength of flesh will lead me astray. Turning my eyes to you, Lord, show me your way. As I cry out to you.
I cry out to you.
I cry out to you.
Be seated. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel.'" Got a brand new one that we're going to learn this morning. It's called "Strong in Us." It goes like this.
Rises all around us, we will sing his glory, breaking through the night. The King in all his wonder fills us with his power. Christ in us the answer, a hope for all the world. Our God is strong in us. His love has overcome. He is alive in us. He is the risen one. The same power that raised him up is the power that lives in us. Our God is strong in us. Our God is strong in us. His promise stands throughout the ages. He will never leave us. We are not alone. Greater than our weakness, he is strong to save us. We will stand victorious, a hope for all the world. Our God is strong in us. His love has overcome. He is alive in us. He is the risen one. Same power that raised him up is the power that lives in us. Our God is strong. shouting, lift them up, every voice in praise. Everyone lift him up, lift him up. Our God is strong in us, his love has overcome. He is alive in us. The power that lives in us, our God is strong in us. Our God is strong in us.
You guys ready to try it? Let's get on our feet and sing.
When darkness rises all around us, we will sing his glory, breaking through the night. Our God is strong in us, his love has overcome, he is alive in us, he is the risen one, same power that raised him up, is the power that lives in us, our God is strong in us, our God is strong in us.
Sometimes we gotta cling this promise, right? That he always fulfills his word. We got to walk by faith and not sight.
His promise stands throughout the ages. He will never leave us. We are not alone. Greater than our weakness, he is strong to save. Stand victorious, a hope for all the world.
He's strong.
Our God is strong in us, his love has overcome. He is alive in us, he is the risen one. Same power that raised him up is the power that lives in us. Stop singing, lift him up, let the whole world hear. We will never stop shouting, lift him up, every voice in praise. Everyone lift him up, lift him up. Our God is strong in us, his love has overcome. He is alive in us. He is the risen one. Same power that raised him up is the power that lives in us. Our God is strong in us. Our God is strong in us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Then John gave this testimony. You may be seated. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God.
Just as you are.
you glad that when Jesus extended his invitation to those disciples, they were guys just like us. He didn't send them to seminary first. Us just as we are, as we prepare to pray this morning. Let's remember that he is so anxious, so excited to be able to spend this time with you, where our attention on him is undivided. We can all kind of relate to that. For kids, when mom and dad go away for a little while, you kind of start to miss them. And you're so anxious for them to return. And I can certainly speak as a parent how excited I am when my kids walk through the door. And I would just love to spend as much time with them as they can spare. I just want to be with them. Jesus invites us to come just as we are and just spend time this morning, undivided. Just, I don't know how you express it. Coffee with Jesus, would that fit? Monica says, no, not coffee. Don't spoil it. Tea, Tracy? Tea with Jesus? Just a walk in the park with Jesus. Whatever you do to relax. We went to the Palisades Park yesterday, Jeanette and I, and walked some of the trails and looked out on some of the points. Oh, my. How beautiful. Just to spend time with Jesus. That's what all of this is about. All creation, the church, everything, relationships, it's all about Jesus wanting to spend time with us. It's God the Father having created us to be in relationship with him. Let's not miss it. Sometimes it takes longer than the permission that we give each other to get back in touch with Jesus. We're all here thinking, okay, church will be over by noon. All right, 11:45. What a tragedy to spend from 10:30 to 11:45 and have missed the whole point why we're here. Amen. The songs that we've chosen this morning may or may not strike you as great and facilitating worship, but that's beside the point, right? The scripture, we can all say that's God communicating with us, and we can all agree with the scripture. But hearing past the music and hearing past, we're trying up here. I think they're doing a fantastic job. But beyond what you're hearing and seeing up here, it's the message of Jesus. That's why God has the church in place. That's why God has his word. So as we focus on him, let's not miss him today. Come just as you are.
the Spirit come. Come just as you are. Come and see. Come receive. Come and live forever. Just as you are, hear the Spirit call. Come just as you are. Come and see. Come receive. Come and live forever.
Dear God, Heavenly Father, the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega. Without you, there is nothing. And with you, not to be cute, but there's everything, Lord.
Yes.
We come to you now in prayer, because we are a people of prayer. We pray for ourselves, for others, for intercession, for help. But not just a list of things, Lord, but right from the heart, things that are affecting us. You've given us great love for each other, for other people. We live in a broken world, Lord, where a lot of things happen, and we can be hurt deeply. So we come to you, Lord, now with great thanks for listening, because you said you always do. Christ wouldn't have said it if it wasn't so. Please, Lord, as we pray right now, reignite the fire of faith within us. Help us with our passion. You can do more with one person on fire for you, Lord, than you can with a whole lukewarm congregation. So please, Lord, build that fire within us. Fill us full of your energizing, saving force. So as we go out into the world, we can be the salt and light that you want us to be. But also that same energizing, saving force will help us as church members. As iron sharpens iron, we'll be able to lift each other up to you, Lord, and to help those that are struggling or falling. So help us win personal victories over the enemy, Lord. Thank you for helping us this week, but help us with this coming week to once again win our personal victories, struggles, challenges. Have the enemy driven before us, as only you can do. We pray for your presence and power right here, Lord, right now. Fill us full of your quickening spirit. Let us know of your great love and strength that you would not stop wielding for us. We pray for this local church, Lord, and for our churches worldwide. There's a lot going on in the news, very horrendous things that we've been witness to. We do live in a fallen world, Lord, and we are meant to be the salt and light. So we pray once again for all of your energizing saving force throughout this church and the worldwide churches. We pray for our local and national leaders, Lord.
Yes.
With everything going on, they can make decisions that can greatly help or hinder what's going on in the church. So please touch their hearts. Even if they don't know you, Lord, fill them full of the Spirit for the moment. Help them to make decisions that will help your perfect will, your perfect plan, because your will be done. Break down strongholds on our nation. not just us personally, as I ask for victory over the enemy, but break down strongholds that the enemy has against our nation. It was founded with you, Lord. In God we trust. So please, once again, help us to find our way, as you always helped Israel when she was struggling and floundering in a moment. You never left her alone, so it's no accident that this nation is on the earth. So please help this nation. Yes. We praise you, Lord, once again for your strength. You said the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. And that goes for us personally too. Following you, our salvation is secure. We will never have to set foot in the gates of hell. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for purchasing us. Without your plan of salvation, we wouldn't have a chance. You didn't even spare your only begotten Son. That you would love us so much is such a mystery, Lord. But we thank you for loving us first. We thank you for your divine grace, keeping us spiritually healthy and helping others, helping us not to lose the way. Bless this offering, Lord, as it's given with heartfelt thanks, not grudgingly, not feeling like a martyr, but offering to you, Lord, giving back what you've given us. Help us here as we listen to the sermon. Bless our ears. Bless John's mouth as he takes heed of the Holy Spirit and utters what you would have him say. Help us to show the world what 1 hour in here can do for a person. When they're on fire for you and they come in and get fed as only you can feed. We thank you for everything, Lord God, and it is in Jesus' name we say this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And our ushers for the offering this morning are Joey Schuyler and Riley Benton. If you would receive our offering, gentlemen, we would greatly appreciate it. And we have a video we're going to play at this time. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing with a bluegrass twist.